Hello, and welcome to another episode of Game Night on the Incomparable Network's Game Show. Today, we are returning to a classic Game Night game. Once again, I have roped three incomparable panelists into playing Careers, specifically the 1955 version of the classic board game in which players collect happiness, fame, and money by working various careers. Before I cover the rules, let's meet our players. Is he destined to be the big man on campus or to become a Hollywood star? I can't wait to find out. Welcome, Moises Chion.
Well, it's quite a lovely day here in 1955. I'm ready with these two lady opportunists to go out there into the workforce and see what they're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are a couple of squares that nobody's landed on in the podcast yet that I'm really hoping we get to. We'll see. No spoilers. Next player. She told me she's ready to do some uranium prospecting. But will the dice and the cards be in her favor? Only time will tell. Welcome, Deb Stanish.
I am so excited to play a game about capitalism and patriarchy.
Right.
I'm here for it.
The American way.
Mm-hmm. All right. And our final player, will she be the first human to land on the moon or will she end up at sea? Welcome, Kelly Gamont.
I have been described as at sea before, so it's entirely possible that's where I'll be.
All right. So to the quick version of the rules. In Careers, each player sets their own conditions for victory. The players have set their success formula, a combination of hearts for happiness, stars for fame, and cold hard cash as measured in thousands of dollars. It adds up to 30 for each player, but as far as the other players know, they could all be playing for 10 of each, or each of them could be playing for 30 of a single measure of success. This means that the players and I need to keep an eye on their victory conditions because nobody else will know when they are close to winning unless they're particularly smug about it. But smugness could be bluffing. We don't know until we have a winner. The board consists of a wide track on the outside of the board and eight skinny little tracks that snake from the outside to the middle of the board and then back. Those career tracks are farming, college, big business, going to sea, politics, Hollywood, uranium prospecting in Peru, and an expedition to the moon. The players will roll two six-sided dice as they traverse the outside track, and as they move into the inner career tracks, they'll roll a single die. As they go, they collect hearts and stars and money until one of them meets the conditions of the success formula they set for themselves and becomes the second ever careers champion. Important disclaimer, skill at careers the board game is not a reliable indicator of performance in actual real-life careers. I am living proof of this. Right. So, yeah, Moises, please roll two six-sided dice and start us off.
All right. I rolled a total of 11.
All right. Moises, you can move your token 11 spaces around the board. And that brings you to May Join Big Business. This is a track. You can enter the middle tracks if you land on the spaces, but you have to meet the requirements for entrance. So in order to join big business, you either have to have a college degree, which nobody has yet, or a $500 employment fee, or business experience, which nobody has experience yet. So if you would like to join big business on your next turn, you can do that for a $500 employment fee. But you have until your next...
Why, geez, shucks, that sounds like a great spend of 500 smackers.
Mm-hmm. All right, so on your next turn, you will be rolling a single die, and I will also take 500 of your dollars. But until then, it is Deb's turn to roll.
See, I rolled a 7. So, 7. Oh, I can go to college.
Yes,
Deb. An opportunity for me.
You can enter college. You would have to have $500 for tuition, which everybody starts with $1,000. So we know you've got that. Now, let me explain. You can only go to college.
1950s, $500 for tuition.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a time it was.
Why, that'd buy two houses.
I can earn that with my summer job at the ice cream stand.
All right. So when you go to college, you get to, once you have completed college, you get to choose a degree. There are only four and there's only one of each. So it's either law, medicine, science, or engineering. And I will tell you that each one of them gets you something a little bit different in the game. The law degree would get you into politics without having to pay. Medicine gets you money from other players if they get landed in the hospital space and have to pay to get out of it. Doesn't happen very often, so I don't recommend taking the medicine degree. Science gets you onto the expedition to the moon without having to pay, which is pretty expensive, so that is useful. And engineering can get you into uranium prospecting without paying. Are you going to be an engineer, Deb?
I'm going to be an engineer. Yeah, I'm going to be an engineer.
All right.
My shocked face. Let me show you it.
On your next turn, then, you will enter college. But now it's Kelly's turn.
Okay. So let's see. So I have to roll, right?
Yes. You can roll your dice. First. You can do it with real dice or in roll 20. I can tell you how to do that if you don't have physical dice.
I do not have physical dice. I have an app by this guy, James Thompson.
Dice by PCalc. It's the preferred dice rolling app of the Careers Game Show podcast.
friend of the game show. Mm-hmm. So I got 10. So let's see. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. So I'm at pay food bills here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The spaces that are pink are not good. Food bills here that pay 1/4 of your cash on hand for this year's supply of groceries. So your cash on hand, as I said, started at $1,000. Please mark that down to $750.
$750 because I had to buy groceries for a year.
Yep.
A whole year.
All of it, the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you land here again, you're going to just be overflowing with groceries. All right. Moises, it is now your turn. You can mark your cash on hand down to 500 because you are paying your employment fee and going into big business. And then you can roll 1d6 to see how far in there you get.
2.
All right. Go ahead and read us what happens with your 2. And I will tell you, OPP apostrophe TY stands for opportunity.
Well, I guess I'm doing this voice the whole time.
Sweet. I mean, you are in big business.
Because this sucker right here in big business scored lunch with the boss. So I draw 1 opportunity.
All right. Ooh. So I will put that opportunity card in your spreadsheet and you can tell the audience what that opportunity card gets you.
Well, I have the stunning opportunity to enter big business by meeting the normal requirements.
But I will point out that business experience is one of the requirements. So if you finish big business and successfully complete it, then you can use that card on another turn to immediately zip yourself back to the opening space for big business. So this could actually be a really good opportunity because it would take you past payday and then you would have more money and you would get to go through big business again. Or you might really hate it and never want to do it again and decide to sell this card to one of your compatriots. Who knows?
Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm. All right. Deb, please mark your cash on hand down to 500 and roll a single die as you start college.
Okay. So let's do 500. And let me roll a single die this time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Drag.
What happens to you?
Let's see. I have to zoom in because I cannot read this tiny little board. And I still can't read this tiny little board.
If you would like me to read them for you, I can.
Could you please read that tiny little board for me? Thank you.
All right. Deb, so you rolled a 1, so you get... You fall in love and score 4 hearts. So you get to put 4 hearts under your success formula.
So who did I fall in love with? Does it say? Is it the big man on campus? Is he a quarterback?
Your headcanon rules, Deb.
Oh, I think it's like the nerdy guy in glasses in my English class.
Yeah, Matt, the story checks out. Yep.
Seymour. His name is Seymour.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more, you know, like Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Oh.
Mm. And we're going to break up terribly like my sophomore year, but just like right now, he's that guy in my English class. So he's soon going to start telling me about, you know, all the books that he loves that I just won't understand. But for now, it's a heady glow. It's a heady glow of infatuation.
Oh, old Nathaniel Sheldrake IV.
Yes.
All right.
Old money.
Kelly, it is your turn. You are still on the outside track, so you can roll 2
d6. Hey. All right. Let's give this a shake here and see what we get. I got 6.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Kelly, I'm sorry. That's... You are, you know, somebody has to take the tour of the crappy spaces just so that the audience knows what's available.
What's Kelly... there? And it's me, apparently. Yep.
So Kelly gets to go to the park bench, assuming I counted correctly. Kelly, I'm sorry. You are unemployed.
Yeah, I'm on the big purple park bench spot. That's me. Yeah.
In order to leave this square on your next turn or turns after, you must throw either a 7, 11, or doubles, you know, same number on both dice, to move. You can't use any opportunity or experience cards to leave, but if you decide you want to, you can spend half of your cash on hand for a new suit of clothes before any throw, and then you get to leave on that throw. So,
okay.
So please get comfortable on the park bench and think about what you're going to do on your next turn.
All right, I'll just be here and wave at everyone else as they go by on their way to Florida vacation.
You were just like, between the groceries and the new clothes, you were a victim of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Really, yeah. This is how not to do capitalism as well.
This is not your Kelly, not doing it right.
Kelly, in the parlance of that part of the century, the forgotten woman on a park bench with nothing but her own two shoes.
And a year's worth of groceries.
But I've got groceries
Mm-hmm. Spoiling on the bench.
That's right. That milk's going off.
Yeah, it is.
Going off.
All right. Oh, Moises, you get to roll one die.
2.
All right. And then that moves you to...
I argued with the boss, so I lose my next turn.
Hey!
Yeah, not all the crappy spaces are pink or blue. Some of them are inside the tracks.
I'm excited someone landed on one who was not me, so yay.
Deb,
that's why I'm pleased.
Deb, how's college going? Roll a die.
College is going pretty good. I mean, Nathaniel's dreamy. All right. So I rolled a 2.
That's a different 50s game that we can play on game show, I think.
Oh, Deb, did you say you rolled a 2?
I did.
You got elected to the Honor Society, and you get 2 hearts.
Things are just coming up skippy here in college. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to update my hearts on my spreadsheet. Oh.
All right. Then, Kelly, it's your turn. Do you want to roll your 2 dice and hope for a 7, 11, or doubles, or spend half of your cash on hand?
I am going to roll, because... All right. I already got dinged once already. Oh, I got 10. I got 2 fives.
Yay. All right. Well, that means you get to move 10 spaces.
Yeah. Where? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, goody.
Well,
stock market.
It's a pink square, but it's not necessarily a bad one because it starts with the word may, which means you don't have to do the thing. You may buy blocks of stock for $3,000 each, which technically you can't because you don't have that much money.
That makes that decision for me. Yeah.
But yes. Were you to be able to do that, you would throw one die and then sell out for 1,000 times the number thrown. But we don't have to worry.
I'm just sad because if I'm still having to roll 2 dice because I'm on the outside, I do not get to land on prospecting on my next turn.
It's true.
So, dang it.
All right. Well. Sorry about that, but it's now Moises' turn, but unfortunately, the boss is still angry, so we're skipping straight to Deb.
I'm sitting over in the dunce corner. Sorry, Mr. McGillicuddy.
All right, I have a 3.
1, 2, 3. All right. Oh, Deb, congratulations. You are an all-American athlete. You score 6 stars. It's a game.
Holy mackerel.
How? When do I have time? My passionate love affair with Nathaniel, my honor society duties.
Deb, your virtuoso badminton playing is well known across campus.
Mm-hmm.
Must be. It's the skirts. I just really joined it for the fashion.
I mean, that's fair.
Yep. Yep. Totally. All right. Kelly, roll 2 dice.
Yes. Oh, no. Okay. Let's see what pink space I can land on this time. All right.
There's always one.
Yeah. And I will find it, apparently. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Couldn't have landed on payday. 7, 8. Oh, look. It will shock everyone to know that I landed on a pink space.
Oh, no.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Before that, though, you do get to collect your salary. So please bump your cash on hand up by $1,000.
Ooh,
so
okay,
because
so one good thing has come of this.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
of
my tour of the pink spaces. Yes,
unfortunately, you landed on pay taxes here. So if your salary is $3,000 or less, which it is, you will pay 10% of 1 year's salary. So
okay,
that is $100.
So, okay,
So knock your cash on hand down by 100. Yeah.
So far, I'm impressed that all of the math thus far has been not too much for my lady brain to handle. So,
all right. Well, Moises, it is your turn. I hope you've made up with the boss.
Well, I offered to take his daughter out to a nice dinner, which is going to be very expensive. I've rolled a 1.
All right. What happens now?
Well, in all of my infinite wisdom, sucking up to the boss, I have invented a new production plan, and I've collected a bonus of 2,000 smackers.
Woohoo! That means you get to bump your cash on hand up by 2 grand. And then it is Deb's turn to see if she stays in college for one more turn or if she's about to graduate.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I have a 5.
Okay, so then you definitely graduate. So you will count the last space in college and then move, you know, the 4 more spaces around the board. And before we read that square, we will finish off your exciting college duties. So 2, 3, 5.
Just my heart's a flutter. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh. 5.
All right.
On a pink square.
Sorry about that. We'll get there. But the first thing that happens is when you have completed college, you get to increase your salary by 2,000. So that means that every time you pass payday now, you're up to $3,000 for your salary level. So go ahead, bump up your salary level. And you have the engineering degree. Unless, did you change majors during your trip?
No, I'm sticking with the engineering degree. Like, you know, I just feel that I want to enter a male-dominated industry. It feels right. It feels right.
All right. So I am putting in your engineering degree in your spreadsheet. So that means that you can get into the uranium prospecting if you are able to land on that square without having to pay. All right.
Okay.
But speaking of paying, now we are on the art gallery tab or space, which starts with the word must, I'm afraid. So you must buy old masters for $3,000 each. You throw one die and score 1 star times the number thrown for each picture bought, limit 2 to a customer. So you actually have to buy 1 if you have enough money for it, but you don't. So you're safe. Yep.
You know, what kind of society do we live in that, like, art is a punishment?
Yeah. The careers society.
I just don't approve of that. I don't approve. I'm sorry. Art should be a joyful luxury, not a penance.
I hope that's not a typo that Tony Sindelar made when he was creating this board for me. But right now, that's what it says, and that's how it stands. We are not looking at the actual picture of the board. We are looking at a vector map that's easier to navigate. So Kelly, go ahead and roll 2 dice.
Oh, well,
and let's tell us what you get.
Let's see how I can screw it up this time. All right.
You can blame James Thompson if you want. Right.
Yeah, maybe I should just go get some real dice. Maybe that's my problem. Okay, I have 7. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opportunity knocks.
Hooray. All right.
At least so far, I don't have to pay anything yet. So yay!
So we finally have another Opportunity Knocks card. I'm going to put it on your spreadsheet so that you can read it for the listeners.
Okay. Opportunity to enter college, meet normal requirements.
All right. So
I have no idea what that means.
having drawn that means if you decide you want to right now, like if you would like to go to college on your next turn, you can immediately move your token to the May Enter College space, and that would get you past payday, so you would get more money. So I kind of recommend you do that.
But I'm doing that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In that case, I am taking that card away because you have just played it. So go ahead and move your token to the May Enter College space.
Okay.
And you can bump your cash on hand up by 1,000 because you just passed payday.
Because I went a full lap by.
Yep. On your next turn, then you will pay $500 to get into college.
Yes.
But still, you're still $500 up, which is good.
All right.
Things are starting to turn around. Education, so
they
important.
Might be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yay.
Moises, go ahead and roll a single die.
I rolled a 1.
And what happens now?
Squint at the board. apparently taking the boss's daughter to dinner had a positive knock-on effect. I've been promoted to the front office, and my salary is up 2,000 schmackers.
Wow. All right. Bump that salary level up. The next time you pass payday, you get extra. Good work, big businessman. All right. Deb, you are now on the outside track again. So you get to roll two dice.
Okay. I have a 5. So let me scooch my board down here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, pay half your annual salary for this year's house payment. I have a house?
Apparently.
Hey.
Did Nathaniel not tell you?
How did Deb end up on like the fastest track of all of this?
I don't know. Your annual salary, Deb, is what is it, up to 3,000 now?
It is 3,000, yes.
Okay. I know that your cash on hand is not that high.
It's not.
So I think you just go down to 0. I don't think we're going to go into negatives for this.
Wow. So I have 0 cash on hand.
I think.
God, you know, I'm house poor.
You're a walking park bench.
And I have no groceries.
All right.
Where's Nathaniel?
Oh. Did a quick scan of the rules.
College degree sucks.
What happened? In your hour of need.
All right. Kelly, you are going to go to college, so you can take $500 off of your cash on hand and roll a single die.
Okay, I got a 4. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Lead junior prom? Yeah.
Congratulations on leading junior prom. I'm not entirely sure what that means. Are you prom queen? Don't know. But you get 2 hearts.
Okay.
Kelly's in charge of the organizing committee. So
there you go.
It's time to politically appoint all of her best friends to the prom committee.
As one does.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Moises, still in business. This is like the most successful, knock on wood, so far, trip through big business.
There's we'll
a couple rough squares coming up, so good luck.
I have rolled a 2, which is, simply put, gorgeous secretary.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
With 4 hearts.
This game.
What kind of game is this?
Right?
I am effectively playing the non-musical version of How to Succeed in Business without really trying. There's a secretary. There's an improbable run up the corporate ladder. Mm-hmm. It's just missing songs.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll take those hearts. And then it is Deb's turn to roll 2 dice.
Ooh, 10. So I'll make my board a little bit bigger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, opportunity knocks.
Ooh, Deb gets a card. I will put that on your sheet so that you can read it.
Okay. Opportunity to enter big business, meet normal requirements. Well, I have nothing. I've got like 0 monies.
But so, if you use that card immediately to go to the entrance of big business, you will pass payday and then you will have money.
Hey. I think that this might be a good career track because I've got this house now. Like I've got this. Apparently, I have to pay
for
it. You've
got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have Nathaniel to distract you anymore.
That's right.
He's really let me down. Let me down. All right. So I'm moving over to the May Join Big Business space.
Yep. All right. So I've taken that
and
card.
I get some more money.
And then, yes, your salary is $3,000. So go ahead and make your cash on hand $3,000 until your next turn when you will pay for entering big business. But for now, it is Kelly's turn.
Kelly, we will all pay for entering big business.
I hope prom went well.
I mean, my date was some dude named Nathaniel. I guess we'll find out what happened next.
Gasp.
Fussy.
Drama.
Fussy. Right.
You were not a girl's girl.
You get to roll 1 die.
Okay. I got a 6.
All right. So that's going to take you right out of college.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to opportunity knocks.
All right. So I will be giving I will be giving you a card for that. But first, your salary now increases by 2,000. So bump your salary level up. And you get to choose which college.
up to 2,000 or?
No, by 2,000.
By 2,000. Okay.
Yeah, so you're up to three grand now.
Yeah, three. Mm. Woo.
You get to choose a degree. You can either have a law degree, which will get you into politics without having to pay, a science degree, which will get you to the moon expedition without having to pay, or medicine, which means if somebody lands in the hospital and pays to leave that square, they would give you the money. I don't recommend that one.
We all kind of know I'm going to the moon, right?
Yeah, like, I figured.
I didn't want to interrupt you because you were doing such a great job of explaining, but like, yeah, the moon was always where I was headed. So yeah, let's do that.
All right. I have given you the science degree, and woo! I'm also now going to give you an Opportunity Knox card.
Okay.
There you go. Tell everybody what it says.
Opportunity to enter politics, meet normal requirements. Which I assume means paying far more money than college.
Yeah. For politics, you can run for office, but you must have a $3,000 campaign fund or a law degree or political experience, which
I have none of those things. I think I'm going to pass.
Okay. So you can hold on to that card and you can use it on a future turn, or you could sell it to one of the other players if one of them really wants it. Yeah. Moises, it is your turn. Still in business.
Still in business. This man has made a career out of business.
I have rolled a two.
Still in business.
I'm still in business, but there's been a business slump and my salary has been cut by
half.
Half. I don't like that.
Woof.
I'm sorry. So yes, that promotion to the front office, it got you up to 3,000, but now I'm afraid you're down to 1,500 for your salary, which is still better than starting, but yeah, yes.
Business is fraught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it really
what can
is.
I say?
It's whole thing.
It's driven me to drink.
Be careful you don't end up on that park bench.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll worry about me. You worry about you.
All right. Deb, you are going into big business, so I can start doing the banking for you. So I will take the $500 off your cash on hand. You can roll a single die.
Thank you so much. And I rolled a one. So it says, learning business, draw one experience card.
All right. This is our first experience card. Unlike Opportunity Knox cards, those are public. The experience cards are secrets. So nobody else is going to know what Deb says. I will say that all of the experience cards simply let you move a certain number of squares without rolling a die. So it's one, two, three, or four. So there's only one, two, three, or four. So any experience card can be deployed, you know, very strategically to help you get to a spot that has a lot of things that you're looking for, or to help you pass a spot that maybe gets your salary cut in half, you know, that sort of thing. So I am going to give Deb her experience card. So Deb, on any future turn, you can choose to use that instead of rolling one or two dice, depending on where you are.
So
just keep that
in
mind.
So it's just a card with a number on it that you get to
it says,
I know I get to go two spots or something.
It says, may move X squares in place of throwing the die or dice on any move. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So explain to me like the benefit of that, because I could see if like I land on something I don't like and it's like, you can jump a square.
Yeah. So for example,
let me tell you a story about the pink square.
So on your next turn, like there's a two spots in front of where you are right now. It says boss likes you, salary up 1,000. So if your card, your experience card happened to have a two on it, you could just choose to use that on your next turn and boom, salary up 1,000.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
You already know going in where you're going to end up.
Or if you notice three in front of you is the argue with boss, lose next turn square. If you really wanted to make sure you missed that and you had a four, you could play your four experience card and skip to the next one.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand. Now, thank you for explaining that.
No problem.
You know, that honor society thing. Math.
Yep. Kelly, it is your turn. You are on the outside track, so you can roll two dice.
All right. Two dice. Here we go. Let's see. All right. Goody. I got four. Somehow I just automatically feel like that's bad. I think I'm back on a bench, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly.
I'm back on a bench.
We got to get you some real dice.
A roller coaster over here in Kelville. I'll tell you what.
You still have your groceries and your health.
I've got a year's worth of food. Like, there's not a... Yeah.
Just store it under the bench.
Yeah, and a college degree under my belt. You know.
That tracks.
Look where a science degree gets you, kids.
Oh, boy. Women in
STEM. I think
we're
out of 1950s now. We're right back into the 2020s.
It's too sad. All right. Moises, you have one more turn in big business.
I rolled a one. I was elected to the board of directors and my salary's up $3,000.
Woohoo! All right. Hey. You know, even with that pay cut, I feel like this was the most successful trip through big business I have ever seen in all of my decades of playing careers. So congratulations
to just
you.
A moment. Erica, are you saying that a man failing upwards is just a fait accompli, a French term that I probably misused, but said to sound fancy?
I feel like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. That was really impressive. Okay. Well, Deb, you're about to enter big business, and I defy you to do as well as Moises did.
I don't think anybody could do as well as Moises did. Like that, there was some real epic mediocrity yet tenacity happening right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is the most realistic game we've played yet.
It is.
I am going to take a chance and roll a die. Mm-hmm. I may regret it, but I'm going to try. Okay. Ooh, I got a six.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh. Swing big. Swing big deal, draw one experience card.
All right. Deb is just
like another one.
That Deb, she's swinging big deals out there.
Yeah, I'm cruising through business. I'm headed to Peru.
All right. So I have given you your next experience card. You've now got two of them that you could use at any time. And now we're to Kelly. Kelly, how are you feeling? You gonna take a chance on rolling those dice?
You know, I might as well.
Okay.
I'll try it once and then, you know, maybe next time I'll just go buy a new suit because that fixes everything.
Uh-huh. It's important for interviews, they say.
I got two fours.
Wow. You know what? I have to say, Moises had the most successful big business career I've ever seen, but you might be the best park bencher I've ever seen.
I'm apparently literally just resting, but I guess
they're going to name that bench after you, Kevin.
Yep.
They are. I'm going to have a little plaque on the back, you know. All right. Opportunity knocks, college experience. So I get to go to college again?
So wait, did you say you rolled a four, two twos? Or did you roll two fours?
I rolled two twos.
Oh, awesome. So yes, Opportunity Knocks. You get another Opportunity Knocks card. And I will put that.
Oh, that says collect experience, not college experience. Okay.
Yeah, that's as you leave that that little track.
Yeah.
So
instead. Well, okay. So my opportunity card says opportunity to join Uranium Expedition. Meet normal requirements. What are the normal requirements for uranium prospection?
In order to go prospecting, you have to have $4,000 for equipment or an engineering degree or prospecting experience. So.
Oh, my degree is science. Once again, I am thwarted by a poor college decision.
Yeah, so I'm afraid you cannot use that opportunity Knox card yet, but you still have it.
I get to keep it.
You do get to keep it. At some point in the game, you could possibly think about selling it to your engineering degree patriot if she's interested in paying for it. Okay. Anything's possible. But now it is Moises' turn.
And roll two.
You just roll one die because you're still technically in big business, even though it's the final.
Well, I'm
square,
on the
so.
Board of directors, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a one.
Well, hey. All right. Well, the first thing that happens is on your spreadsheet, you get to tick off the fact that you have passed through big business once. So put a little X in that square and you collect experience. So I will give you an experience card. So that you will, and again, these are secrets, so you don't have to tell everybody what it is.
I
but
didn't
you have
need
that.
Any of that college book learning.
Mm-mm. And then you get an opportunity card. There you go.
I have an opportunity to take a Florida vacation.
Yes. So if you choose, you could use it right now to take you straight to the Florida vacation spot. Which would score you 4 hearts just for landing there, and then 2 hearts every time you stay. You get the choice to stay if you throw 7 or less on 2 dice. But you can always leave. So if you would like to take a Florida vacation, you can do that right now.
Screw it. I'm doing it. I'm going to a Disney World that doesn't exist yet.
All right. I will take that off the board because you are. All right. And you get to score 4 hearts immediately just for landing there. And yeah, just, you know what, this is what I picture all of the members of the board of directors doing whenever they feel like it.
I'm going to go to glorious Tallahassee.
I will tell you, I have, I think, 4 different versions of careers. They change over the years. In one of the later versions, it's a Hawaii vacation instead of a Florida vacation because the prime spot has changed over the years, apparently. It's fascinating, the differences in these games. All right, Deb, you are still in business, so you can either use one of your experience cards or roll a die.
See, you know, being a member of the Honor Society of my esteemed alumni university, I'm going to work smarter and not harder, and I am going to use one of my experience cards and immediately jump to becoming a board of director and upping my salary.
All right.
To what I am worth. So
welcome to the board, Deb.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So yeah, so my experience card states that I can move 4 squares in place of throwing the die. Choose to do that.
All right.
And that means my salary is now 6,000.
Holy moly.
Yes. Yes, it
because
is.
Because my salary is currently 3,000, mm-hmm. and then I just got a raise for being on the board. So I will up that.
All right. Congratulations on that. Of course, you got to make it past payday in order to cash in on that. But, you know, it's only a matter of time. I believe in you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kelly, it is your turn. And I know that you do have a couple of opportunity cards.
Yes.
But I don't know if you have the cash to be able to make use of them. So you may just need to roll 2 dice.
I do not. Is probably the deal. Okay, I have... Oh, goody. I have 5. Let's see where that ends up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 5. Okay. Opportunity knocks. That's not terrible.
No, it is
not. It's not pink.
Yeah. I looked and went, oh, I'm totally going to land on that pink space, aren't I? But no.
All right. Tell us what opportunity you've got.
Special. See, this feels like good and bad news at the same time. Special opportunity to enter politics. Because of your great handshaking ability, all expenses paid.
Yep.
See, all that time sitting on that park bench, just chatting with people as they sat there and shaking hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, offering people chocolates while I was sitting on that bench.
It's paid off. Yeah. So if you would like to, you can use that immediately, and that would take you past payday, and you would collect your salary.
Yeah, we're doing that.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Take that off of there.
Lay it now.
And your salary is $3,000.
Okay.
Is that right? Wow.
Well, that's what it is now.
Okay, perfect. Then you get to add that to your cash on hand.
Okay.
Congratulations. And then you can put your piece on the May Run for Office square outside of politics. And on your next turn, you will go in.
Okay.
And now we check in on our Florida correspondent, Moises. If you roll 7 or less on 2 dice, you can choose to stay there and earn some more hearts. But it all depends on those dice.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
So I can leave if I want, or I can stay here and earn 2 more hearts.
Correct. It's totally up to you.
I am going to earn 2 more hearts.
Stretch out that vacay, baby.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'm going to take a second week at the resort.
The Mai Tais are lovely.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Erica, before my next turn, I do have a question. Mm-hmm. So in looking at my individual spreadsheet, like, when do I start adding more money points?
That is when you pass payday or when you... I see what you mean in your success formula.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, the success formula is your cash on hand divided by 1,000. So right now, like I thought I had a formula in there to make it so that your cash on hand would just appear under money and it would be, you know, automatically 2.5 for you right now because your cash on hand is 2,500. Apparently, okay. I didn't update the spreadsheet correctly, but
Okay.
So you can manually sort of keep an eye on that, that your cash on hand is always going to be, you know, a thousandth of that is your moolah.
Okay. Gotcha. I was a little confused. Mm-hmm. I am no longer confused.
So, for example, if your money goal was five, if you wanted five money, once you had $5,000 cash on hand, then you would have reached that goal.
Okay. But then if I lose money, like
it goes back down,
it goes back down. It just doesn't stay. Yep. Oh, yep. Money. The fluctuations of the market are just terrible.
That's true. They really are.
Okay, so I'm still in business, so I need to roll one die.
One die.
You really don't get a lot of like hearts and stars in business, do you?
Nope, it's more about the money.
It's all about
unless you have a gorgeous secretary.
Only if you have an affair with a gorgeous secretary.
Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, that didn't happen, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, I was on fast track for board of directors, so I can't complain. All right, I rolled a six. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that should be opportunity knocks.
All right. So I will give you an opportunity knocks card right now. There you go.
Opportunity to enter college, meet normal requirements. If all players have gone to college, replace card and draw again.
But they haven't.
Well,
we've not.
Okay, so I'm assuming that if I do that, I get to go around.
Unfortunately,
payday.
You can't because you've already gone to college, so you cannot use this opportunity knocks card. But you don't get
Why
to draw.
Why would somebody go back to college? Why?
Why can't I get a second degree?
Nope, you only get to go once, and there's only one of each degree. That is
Deb, what are
the way
you, French?
Bummer. Jeez, I was really thinking I could get into politics or law.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Nope.
All right, so I guess I'll just sit here, my little opportunity worthlessly knocking. But if anybody else wants to go to college, like, it's up for grabs. I would happily sell that.
How much would you sell that for?
I would sell that for $500.
Oh, too rich for my blood.
Well, then you can just sit in Florida drinking your Mai Tais without your college degree.
Oh,
then.
Yes. Mm. Ah, yes. Mm.
All right, Kelly, it is your turn.
Yes.
So you get to, you have that great handshaking ability, so you don't have to pay. You just get to roll a single die to run for office in politics.
All right. So let's roll that roll. All right. Okay, I got a 2. So that takes me to lunch with royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Draw 2. Opportunities.
Well. Look at that. Okay.
Oh, Kelly's had lunch with Princess Anne.
All right.
They smoked and talk about boys.
I mean, what else were you going to do in 1955? That is her career, after all.
All right. So
smoking and boys.
One and here is 2.
Living the dream.
Tell us about your 2 opportunities, Kelly.
The opportunity to start farming, mm-hmm. if I can meet normal requirements, and I have the opportunity to go to sea if I can meet the normal requirements. Because what's more normal than the requirements for going to sea?
Yep. So I will tell you that farming is good for happiness and not much else. And basically same for going to sea. There's a lot of happiness at sea, apparently.
So they're both oddly accurate, mm-hmm. Reflecting today's society.
Yep. And since you just drew them, if you wanted to just give up on politics, you could use either one of those right now, but then you would not have completed politics, so you would not get that experience.
Yeah, I got to get all the mileage I can out of this handshaking ability, so mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here for
it's
now.
It's very important. Yeah.
Deeply.
All right. Moises, how's Florida?
Oh, just lovely, just lovely. Let's see what the old dice bring me. Oop. Dropped one. I got another 4.
Decisions.
I think I'm gonna leave. I think I'm just gonna go.
Okay.
I'm gonna go
too much sunburn?
to where opportunity knocks.
All right.
I California. Want a new opportunity.
All right. Well, here is your opportunity.
Well, I could take a Florida vacation.
Uh-huh. And
Would that take me back around the board?
It absolutely would, and it would make you pass payday, so you would get more money. You want to go back to Florida?
You go to work, pick up your paycheck, and go right back to Florida.
Yeah, that's basically.
You know what? Screw the city. Take me back to sunny Tallahassee.
All right. So you get to move your token back to Florida vacation and bump your cash on hand up by your salary level, which at this point, I believe, is $4,500. So not bad.
Wow. Oh boy.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. Deb, you are on the outside track.
I rolled a 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's an opportunity knocks.
And out of curiosity, so the opportunity cards, we can use one per turn?
Yes. If you draw it, you can use it immediately on that turn. If you don't use it immediately, okay, then you have to use it instead of rolling a die.
Okay.
Got makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And Deb has this opportunity. There you go.
Let's see what it says. Opportunity to enter Hollywood, meet normal requirements.
So the normal requirements Hollywood. To enter Hollywood, you must have either $1,000 for new clothes or movie experience.
Well, I don't have movie experience. How would I get movie experience?
By going through Hollywood.
By going through Hollywood. Okay, yeah. Got you. Well,
the Ouroboros of Hollywood.
I'm not gonna, yeah.
I could use a wardrobe refresh, so I'm gonna go to Hollywood.
All right, and that will take you past payday, so you get to then add your $6,000 salary to your cash on hand.
Holy
booyah. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so I'll add $6,000 to my $2,500, but I had to take $500 away on my next turn, right?
It'll be $1,000 away on your next turn. But okay, not until your next turn. You want to wait, just in case if somebody lands on that spot while you're sitting there, they could bump you to the park bench. So it's important to not spend that money until you actually enter.
I don't want to go to the park bench. Okay, so cash on hand would be...
I promise you do not. Okay. All you get to do is sit there and shake hands.
Oh, but look where it got you.
That's
politics.
True.
Be fair. President someday.
And speaking of politics, Kelly, you are still in politics. Go ahead and roll a single die.
I am. All right. Let's roll this one and see what happens. All right. I got a 3. Ring 1,000 doorbells. Draw 2 experience cards.
Wow. 2 of them. That's a lot.
You rang 1,000 doorbells. Wow.
That's politics.
Literal terrorism.
This is clearly local politics.
Yeah.
Are you on city council at this point? Because that's what it feels like to me.
I must be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have added those. And again, those are secret. So you now have 2 different times that you can use your experience cards rolling dice on future turns.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Moises, you're back in Florida. You get to roll and see if you
just embrace the lifestyle. It's just socks and sandals like every day.
So I can roll or use an opportunity.
Or you could
card,
use an opportunity card or an experience card if you have an experience card.
Huh. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my opportunity to enter big business and do so meeting the normal requirements.
Mm-hmm. Because you have business experience.
Business experience. Yes. All right. And so I draw my salary again.
Yes, you do. Bam, bam.
I don't know why I'm still working.
You just love the thrill
I'm
of
not
the
convinced you are
the deal.
At this point.
I'm not.
I love the thrill of the chasing nothing.
Mm. All right, Deb, I'm so excited for your impending Hollywood career.
Me too.
You may roll or use an experience card.
I really hope Deb marries a foreign princess.
I know. Sadly, I only rolled a 3. So my director likes you and I get 2 opportunities.
All right. So opportunity number 1 and opportunity number 2. There you go.
Okay, well, obviously, the opportunity to enter Hollywood, I'm already there, so...
Love when that happens.
I could start farming, meeting normal requirements. Now, here's my question about farming, because this Hollywood stuff is tiring. I might need to retire to the country for a bit just to just to rest up, taking the air. Can I use that card at any point and jump to farming?
Yes. Well, because you drew it on this turn, you can use either one of those two opportunity cards right now. That would take you out of Hollywood and you would not get your movie experience. You would then go straight to the...
But if I don't use them, then if they I just don't stay. Use them now, mm-hmm. I would lose the opportunity cards. They would go away.
No, they don't go away. You get
to sit on them.
At a future time, you would use that instead of rolling a die sometime in the future.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to hold on to that because I just, I feel I have a little bit left to give here in Tinseltown.
To your fans.
To my fans. To you know, fans. I don't want to disappoint them, but I may retire to the country shortly.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Right.
Thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right. Okay, Kelly, how's politics going?
All right. Well, you know, I'm getting carpal tunnel from shaking all these hands and ringing all these doorbells. So I got a one.
All right.
So that looks like sign 6 treaties, and then I get stars.
I don't know why an unelected official is signing all these treaties.
Maybe ringing those 1,000 doorbells got Kelly elected, and now she's signing 6 treaties and getting 6 stars.
Yeah. Hooray.
U.S. Ambassador Kelly Gamont.
There you go.
The park bench diplomat.
Park bench diplomat.
It was so much practice. Yep. That's great. So, yes, go ahead and mark yourself 6 stars. And then we swing around to the business mogul himself, who can either roll a die or use your experience card.
So where I'm at the entrance to big business, mm-hmm. either I roll to enter big business, mm-hmm. or if I have an experience card that allows me to move squares, I can just move squares on the normal board, or I have to go through big business now?
I believe because you declared you were going into big business and used that opportunity Knox card, you have to at least start.
By gum, I'm going in. Mm-hmm. Here I go. And I've rolled a 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, it helps to be on the board of directors sometimes because I got a promotion to the front office and my salary went up $2,000.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Just, you are, yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if it worked like this in real life? I would be so jealous.
Well, we say this. Anyway. There's not great stuff between me and getting out of this.
That is true. But yes, if you have not already, do remember to bump your salary level. And then we will swing around to our movie star, Deb.
Let's see. There's rough waters ahead. I hope I can navigate.
Do you remember the little people, Deb?
I rolled a 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've won an Oscar.
Wow.
They love you, Deb.
They really love you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get 12 stars. Yep.
That's a lot of fame.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fame. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you all for everybody who helped me on this journey to get here, except Nathaniel. He's a jerk.
All right. Kelly, it is your turn to get political. And remember, you do have a couple of experience cards you could use.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Well, let's see. Okay. So if I haven't rolled yet, but if I roll 1 die and then land on something here, then when I come back out to like opportunity knocks or whatever, then I just go back to the outside of the board.
Mm-hmm. So like if you rolled, you know, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you rolled a 6 on your die, you would just be at opportunity knocks and you would be done with politics.
Okay. I kind of want to be done with politics. Let's see.
You're a go-getter.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah. My congressman just announced he's retiring after like 100 years or something. So
you're going to take his place.
It's just a trend. I'm just following a trend here. Okay. I'm going to just roll and not experience card because I don't think I have enough money to do anything fun yet. And I got a 5.
Well, remember the difference between opportunity knocks cards and experience cards. The experience cards that you have let you just move a certain number without rolling the die. So if you want to use one of those, I would still allow that.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm going to just go my 5. Let's see. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Win by a landslide.
Woo. Ooh. That is 12 stars.
Oh, well,
holy McMoly.
Goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I signed all those treaties. That's clearly how I got elected.
So congratulations.
So I get 12 stars?
Yeah, so you add 12 to whatever okay. your count is. So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, these Mark. Famous women out here.
Yep. Meanwhile, oh. Moises is behind a desk. What's up? What's next for Mr. Biggest Man?
Look, I'm in the front office. I'm on the board of directors. If you think I'm stuck behind a desk.
Fair.
I got a bridge
think
to
again.
Sell. All right. I have rolled a 6. Oh, sweet release. I'm done. I'm out of the office again.
All
and
right.
opportunity knocks.
So before
but
I
are you
give
rich
you...
enough to buy Twitter? That's what we really need
well,
to
depends.
Know.
Are we going by the public valuation or what the banks probably value it at?
Okay. You're in the front office, you tell us.
Before I give you your opportunity knocks card, you get to mark off that you have been to big business twice. And
oh gee shucks,
that means that you get 2 experience cards. So
I'm very experienced, as we know.
Let me get those for you. All right, so now you have additional experience cards that you can use on future turns, but just as importantly, if not more importantly, you also have landed on Opportunity Knox and you have an opportunity.
I've been given a special opportunity to go to sea on the 4-masted schooner American Beauty. It's shaped like a plastic bag. And if I take this special opportunity, I double all happiness earned on the cruise, and then I meet normal requirements. So that is going to sea?
Yes. Normal requirements for going to sea is you have to either have $100 for union dues. These are union sailors or sea experience. So if you want to use that right now, you can. Otherwise, that could be the end of your turn. That would only move you 2 squares forward.
I'm going to go with that. That's the end of my turn.
OK.
I'm pretty happy. I've had various affairs with secretaries. I'm doing OK.
All right, Deb, you are on the last square of Hollywood, so your time is done, but you still only roll 1 die as you leave okay. Hollywood.
So I can't, if I don't, I can't just jump to the farm now, because technically I still have to mm-hmm. fulfill that last contract obligation.
Correct.
Of being in Hollywood.
Yes.
All right, so.
Otherwise you don't get your
secretary
residuals.
In the movie about Moises's life.
That's right.
Or you could use your experience card, because I know you have okay. one of those.
All right, so I just rolled a 3.
Okay.
So that puts me at, I may go prospecting.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, before we get to the excitement of that, it is time for you to mark off on your occupation record that you have movie experience. You've been through Hollywood 1 time, and I will give you an experience card for that. So now you have an additional experience card that you can use. Also, yes, you have landed on Mako prospecting. For normal,
I can finally put my degree
right
to use.
For normal schlubs, they would have to pay $4,000 for equipment, but you've got an engineering degree, so you don't need to do that. So if you want, on your next turn, you can go prospecting.
I'm going practice. Oh, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Yeah. I've always wanted to go to
prospecting. You're already talking like a prospector.
Prospecting. Finally. Finally, the plan's all coming together.
All right. Kelly, you are also on the last square of politics, so you're only going to roll 1 die, but there are no more politics squares to land on.
All right. Let me evaluate my experience card.
Oh, yes, that's true. You could use an experience card.
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to use an experience card.
All right.
I'm going to use that one there on row 18.
To move 3 squares?
Yes.
All right. Go
so
for
1, 2, 3. May enter Hollywood.
All right. So before we get to the exciting Hollywood stuff, you get to mark off that you have completed politics. You have gone through it 1 time, and that gets you an experience card, which I will give to you now.
All right.
So future turn, you can use that instead of rolling a die. And on your next turn, if you would like to enter Hollywood, then you need to have either $1,000 for new clothes or movie experience. So,
yeah.
That's
luckily, I have money.
Sweet. All right. Now we are swinging back to the other side of the board where Moises is on the outside track for a change. So you can either use an experience card or roll.
I've rolled an 8.
Ooh.
All right. That brings you, I believe, to another Opportunity Knox card. So let's get that there for you.
Now, I don't collect experience because I didn't do the thing.
Because you landed on that Opportunity Knox card. You got your experience last time I gave you those experience cards.
I see. Oh, well, I've been given a special opportunity to enter Hollywood because of my great beauty. All expenses paid. Well, I think I'm going to take that special opportunity, thanks to my great beauty.
All right.
To experience Hollywood.
Then you get to move yourself right to the May Enter Hollywood Square. And because Kelly is already there, you get to choose whether you bump Kelly to the park
bench or
come to some sort of understanding to let her stay there with you. It's up to you.
I would very much
let
like
me tell
to
you
stay
something,
here
Kelly.
Not compete.
It's a strange, strange world we find ourselves in. This is a dog-eat-dog world, and as I'm a two-times experienced businessman, I know that sometimes you go home with the secretary, and sometimes you fight with the boss. Now, this completely incomprehensible ramble
means I'm going to the bench.
It's just me telling you my life story. As usual, a man talking and talking, and a woman suffering and suffering. Let's go on this journey together as comrades. I mean, as friends, not commies, not filthy, filthy commies. Because
Are
it's still
sure
the 1950s.
You're not on that list? Okay.
No.
You, not yet.
You better not be.
So are you going to bump her?
That sounded like a no.
No. Okay. We're going to go on this journey together.
Oh, got
We're
it.
Going together.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just checking. Hey. Okay. Deb, it's time to prospect. So you get to either roll one die or use one of your experience cards.
I'm going to roll a die just because I just want to prospect and I just want to have the authentic experience and I really want those hearts.
You just want one every time so that you can maximize your prospection.
Let's see. I rolled a 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, pick a shovel. Pick and shovel work 2 experience cards.
All right. So I will give you your 2 experience cards. Multiple chances to do exactly what you want instead of having to roll a random die.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel really good about life right now.
All right, Kelly, it's time for Hollywood. Are you going to spend that $1,000 on new clothes?
I absolutely am.
All right. Then you get to either...
Update my spreadsheet here.
You get to either roll one die or... Use an experience card.
Or an experience card. Okay. So $1,000. So let me update that. I'm just going to roll.
All right.
I got a 5. Let's see what that gives me. 1, 2, 3, 4. TV contract salary up. How far? I can't read the number.
It's $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000. Yep.
All right. Okay, then.
Successful start in Hollywood. Good work.
Yeah.
Getting those contracts.
Oh, TV.
It's not always easy. Let's see.
Just Days of Our Lives. It's not as exciting as everyone thinks.
Let's see if Moises has similar luck.
I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm posing for a calendar, everybody. Going to do the full Burt Reynolds, whoever that is.
It's a calendar for secretaries, I imagine.
All right, so that's a couple of fame for you. And then we return our sights on Peru.
All right.
Deb, how are you? How's your pick and your shovel?
My pick and my shovel are doing well. But again, you know, being an honor student, going through business, winning an Oscar, you know, you just learn some things. So I am going to choose to use one of my experience cards, and I am going to move 3 squares.
Okay.
Whereby I will find a small load of precious stones and collect $10,000.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
All right. I have removed that experience card. You get to mark your money up $10,000, which again, you know, makes your money score go up by 10. Congratulations. That's a lot of moolah. A lot of precious stones. All right, Kelly. How's Hollywood treating you?
Well, I think I think we're about to find out. Let's see. Can I do anything with this soap opera TV contract? Let's see. I am going to roll and I got a 5. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. That takes me all the way out of Hollywood.
All the way out of Hollywood.
Opportunity knocks.
Yep. And because you have now completed Hollywood, you have movie experience. I will give you an experience card and you can mark off on your occupation record that you have gone through Hollywood.
One lap in Hollywood.
And then I will also give you an opportunity knocks card. So you can tell everybody what that is.
Ooh, opportunity to start farming if I meet the normal requirements.
Would you like to use that one immediately since you just drew it?
You know, let's see. Where?
It is just past payday.
Where did farming go? Okay. Let's see what it.
You must have either $1,000 for seed and supplies or farming experience.
Ah, okay. I do have $1,000.
And you'll have more if you pass payday.
Yes. And I will have more because I passed payday. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna go farm.
All right. I will take that off of your list. You may bump your cash on hand up by $4,000, which is your current salary. And on your next turn, then you can pay to start farming.
Okay.
But first, let's rewind and head back to Hollywood.
I'm going to use one of my experience cards to move 3 squares forward to marry a foreign princess.
Oh, my. And I believe that gets you 6 fame and 2 happiness.
Yes, indeed.
Wellity, wellity.
The princess of Genovia.
Yes. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, did you use an experience card for that or did you roll?
I used an experience card.
Okay, so that was the... So,
goodbye to that one.
Yep. All right. Deb, time for some more prospecting. Are you going to roll or are you going to use an experience card?
Well, you know, I have to say, I've done a lot in my life. I've accomplished some goals that I never thought that I would see. But one thing I've never done is I have never climbed a famous peak. So I am going to use an experience card to move 2 squares and climb that famous peak, which I do believe will give me 6 happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And if I add that to the 6 happiness that I already have, I believe that fulfills all of my goals in life.
Congratulations, Deb.
Oh, my gosh.
Deb has just become our second official careers champion. Deb, would you please tell everybody what your secret success formula was and what you ended up with for each of those?
My secret success formula was 8 fame because I didn't realize that
you were going to win an Oscar.
This wasn't a realistic game. And who wants fame anyway? I had 10 money because, you know, you need to have money for groceries when you're sitting on that park bench.
You do.
And I had 12 happiness because I just really wanted to live a happy life. And
in the
happiness
end,
is actually what I got the least of.
All right. Well, I mean, this is awesome, but I would like to hear Kelly and Moises. Kelly, what was your success formula and how close were you?
Not close at all. Like what they have in common is that both are apparently formulas that involve math, and that's really about it. I had 20 happiness, 5 money, and 5 fame. And as of this moment, I have 18 fame,
well, that's more
7
than
money, and 0 happiness. So
that's politics for you.
You know, yeah, I really politics, I feel like all the handshaking is where I went wrong.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right. Moises, Mr. Big Business, how close were you?
I was so close. Oh, yeah, I was so close. Because I had 2 experience cards that would have gotten me there in 2 turns.
Oh.
So my equation was 10, 10, and 10 because I didn't take that much of a look at the board. And I just went, why not just make them all even? Mm-hmm. And hopefully that'll make it, you know, relatively balanced and easy. And if, you know, I ended up with all the cash on hand I could have used. And I was just too short on fame. And so I had a move one and a move four experience card. And I was going to use the four to move me to reach stardom, salary up 1,000 times the throw of one die, which would have been a six.
Oh, man.
and then I would have used the move one to win an Oscar, and that would have put me over the top and then some.
Wow.
Jeez. So
that was, it was neck and neck. Kelly, I feel like it was the park bench that we really have to blame for your bringing up the rear there.
I also blame the park bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
But I appreciate very much the three of you coming to play careers. I hope perhaps someday you will deign to play again. Maybe one of these days we'll dip into the 1970s and when farming becomes ecology and and uranium prospecting in Peru becomes something else. Sports? I can't remember. It's different.
No,
it's very different.
Whatever it is, it will never be as cool as Peruvian prospection.
I desperately wanted to take a 1950s expedition to the moon. That's right? That's what I'm really sad to have missed out on.
Yeah, I mean, this is my favorite version of this game, and I will probably just continue to play it until people actually get sick of it before we move to a different version. So let me thank my players once again. Kelly Gamont, thank you so much for playing.
Thanks so much. The park bench and everything, I still had a really good time.
Excellent. Moises Chion, thank you for being Mr. Business.
Well, from me and Princess Anne of Genovia, please take my kind regards to your family, your father, and any other family members who matter.
And Dev, congratulations on being a careers champion and that Oscar and the peak. And, you know, forget about Nathaniel.
Just that whole life. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was a good life. It was a good life.
Amazing life.
I kind of am a little sad I didn't shoot for the moon, but, you know, I think I did pretty well. Yeah, I think I did okay.
I think you did. I think you did.
Yeah.
And listeners, thank you for joining us on this amazing capitalistic adventure. Be sure to tune in next time for the next incomparable game show. Goodbye.